Welcome back to The Takeaway. Well, James Dale enrolled in the Boy Scouts of America when he was just 8 years old. Over the course of a decade, he worked his way up to Eagle Scout, and after that, took on the role of Assistant Scoutmaster. But when the Boy Scouts of America discovered that James was gay, through some interesting circumstances, they booted him out of the organization. Now, James had a choice about what to do. What he chose to do was file a lawsuit against the Scouts. And eventually, in 2000, that lawsuit went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court in the landmark case, Boy Scouts of America versus Dale. He's Dale. The court, in the end, ruled in the Boy Scouts' favor. James Dale can be excluded because he's gay. 13 years later, after a meeting held in Grapevine, Texas, the Boy Scouts of America voted to lift its longtime national ban on admitting openly gay Scouts, but will continue to exclude openly gay adults from leadership roles like James Dale. James Dale is here sitting with me in the studio. Hi, James.
Hello.
It's good to have you. Thanks for joining us at this time.
Thanks for having me today.
What did you think after news of the vote from Grapevine last night?
It's interesting. After last night, so many friends have reached out to me to congratulate me and say, wow, this is really wonderful. But when you look at the issue a little deeper, when you peel back a level of it and you think about it, so a child is going to go from at 17, a celebrated Eagle Scout, you know, the best there is, the best the Boy Scouts have to offer. When the clock strikes 12 and suddenly they're 18 years old, they're going to be expelled. It sends a horribly destructive message to young people. So while we all want to celebrate a success, this is just a step. I don't know if it's even a good step. In many ways, I think it might send the wrong message to young people.
The message it sends in part is you can be a Scout. The vote said that somebody cannot be denied membership in the Scouts based on sexual orientation alone. That was the vote. So maybe that in combination with other things, if you're not Scout worthy, I suppose.
Sure, sure. And they can probably have broad opportunity to define what that word alone means. But still, I think any young person wants to – I think when I was a kid and I was in scouting, and back then in the 80s, maybe I didn't have the words to identify as gay or the role models to do so. But to sort of be in a situation where there is no future, you can't look towards futures, is pretty destructive. I think young kids want to have the opportunity to see someone and see a future for themselves.
You're not the only person who thinks that this vote is destructive. There are a lot of people on the other side of this who think it's destructive for a much different reason than you do. Let me play you a clip from John Sternberger. He's founder of OnMyHonor.net. Listen.
It's going to sexualize and just politicize the program. It's a sad day for the Boy Scouts of America.
And let me play you one more clip from Sternberger as well.
One of the greatest youth organizations on the face of the earth has just turned a page in a chapter that's going to eventually transform them into something that parents can no longer trust.
James Dale, Sternberger's not alone in this sentiment that parents can no longer trust it. We're hearing that there are parents who are going to have a meeting to possibly form an offshoot organization, a scout-like organization that doesn't have to admit openly gay scouts. What do you think about what he has to say?
I mean, I think there are always going to be people that are dissenters. But if you look at sort of where America is going and where the world is going in their acceptance of LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender rights, it's definitely on a move towards acceptance. And the Boy Scouts, when you look at it, when you consider that the Supreme Court's voting on two marriage equality cases, and then you have the Boy Scouts as the last sort of holdout of discrimination, it's kind of really ironic. So sure, there'll be people that disagree with this. But when you look at the majority of fair-minded Americans and where their hearts and minds are, it's not where discrimination is.
I want to step back, if I can, for a moment to talk about the facts of your case that landed you in the Supreme Court, because a lot of people don't know what they may have heard about the
sure.
case. The Boy Scouts said that they can exclude gay people. You're the gay person who they excluded. You were a Scout leader. In good standing, I take it, doing your job, never had any problem with anybody in your town. Then what happened? People might be interested. How did you get found out, as it were?
Sure, sure. I think even sort of to turn the clock back a little bit before that, I joined the Cub Scouts at age 8 because my father was there and my brother was there, and it just sort of made sense for me. My brother fell out along the years. It wasn't for him, but for me, it made sense, and I excelled in it and stuck with it. When I was 17, I got the Eagle Scout badge. And then when I was 18, I went off to college at Rutgers University. In my second year at Rutgers, and at this time I was an assistant scoutmaster, I was speaking at a conference on the needs of gay teenagers. I was talking to teachers and guidance counselors at the School of Social Work on how they can stop the tide of basically suicide happening amongst gay youth. And part of that was sort of acknowledging and representing them in the classrooms. That was reported in a local paper, the Newark Star-Ledger. I didn't think too much of it because I was already out to my parents at this time. I was out at Rutgers. And when the Boy Scouts saw that, they sent me a letter that stated, known homosexuals are not permitted in the Boy Scouts of America, known or avowed homosexuals. You know, I didn't expect the Boy Scouts to necessarily embrace me with open arms when I was coming out. I just didn't expect an institutional decision to expel somebody based on, you know, something they really had no control over.
But all this is to say, most people might not be aware, when the Boy Scouts found out you were gay, it's not because you were preaching to kids about the virtues of being gay or proselytizing or doing something sexually inappropriate. They just read a report about something that happened in another town about something you said.
Exactly. It was written up in a paper, and I think it was actually pretty consistent with what I was taught in the Boy Scouts to be a leader, to stand up for what you believe in. It wasn't about, you know, a gay merit badge in scouting. I think that's what people like to mischaracterize this about. It's about allowing a 13 or a 15-year-old to be who they are. It's about sort of having people not have to hide and lie about who they are. It's just really the way the world is going.
So before we let you go, let's flash forward to now. This vote happened. Gay scout leaders still not allowed, as we know, but gay scouts are. It's a matter of time, do you think?
It's definitely a matter of time. The Boy Scouts say they want this issue to go away. It's not going to go away, not because of me, but because America will not tolerate this type of discrimination against sort of people they know and love, their brothers and sisters. And the Boy Scouts have just taken a step, not necessarily a step forward, but a step to try to do something about the hemorrhaging loss of members and dollars.
You're listening to James Dale. He's a former Eagle Scout and assistant troop leader. He was ousted from the Boy Scouts of America for being gay and was at the center of the landmark U.S. Supreme Court case Boy Scouts of America v. Dale in 2000. James, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.